Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode. We spend a lot of time talking about how important it is to take care of your mental health. Therapy is an excellent way to do that. BetterHelp is an affordable mental health care option that fits right into your busy schedule. Just answer a few quick questions about your needs and preferences, and BetterHelp will match you with one of the thousands of experienced mental health professionals in their network. You can talk to your therapist over text, chat, phone, or video. You get to pick what works best for you, your comfort, and your schedule. If you feel like your therapist isn't the right fit, BetterHelp makes it easy to switch to someone new at no additional cost. So give it a try and see why over 2 million people have used BetterHelp online therapy. BetterHelp is offering our listeners 10% off their first month of therapy. Just go to betterhelp.com/musicspeaks to get started. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/musicspeaks to get 10% off your first month of therapy.
Hey guys, we wanted to take a quick minute to tell you about our recent partnership with the Amazing Bones Coffee Company.
Let's face it, you're probably sick and tired of drinking that old plain Jane coffee brand every morning. Well, fret not, dear listener. Bones Coffee is here to kick your taste buds into high gear.
Bones Coffee has a wide variety of flavors to choose from, including maple bacon, peaches and spring, island grog, and my personal favorite, chocolate raspberry.
Once you become hooked on the coffee, you'll be excited to learn that they have plenty of merch options to choose from as well. T-shirts, mugs, tote bags, the list goes on.
You can buy their coffee in whole bean, ground, and even evil single serve options.
Guys, we wouldn't lie to you. This coffee is great, and we know that you're going to love it too, which is why we have partnered up with Bones Coffee, and now our listeners have an exclusive discount code.
Make sure to use the code MUSICSPEAKS at checkout for 10% off your order.
That's right, James. Go to bonescoffee.com to kickstart your new coffee addiction and use the code MUSICSPEAKS for 10% off today. If you're anything like me, free time is limited. So things like yard work are just not doable. And if you're also like me, you don't even own a lawnmower. That is why All Above Landscaping is the right choice. All Above includes a variety of options when it comes to your landscaping needs, including lawn installation, design, irrigation, debris removal, maintenance, and much more. If you're in the city of Sumter and you're looking for reliable service at a friendly price, give All Above Landscaping a call today. It's 803-464-7414. Mention that you heard this ad on this podcast and you'll get a special discount on your first service. Again, that's 803-464-7414. Call All Above Landscaping today. Like so many of you, we battle depression through life's ups and downs.
Music has always been the one thing we could rely on to get us through the tough times we all face.
Follow us on our journey as we discuss the healing power of music, share our stories through songs and lyrics,
interview musicians and other artists,
break down genres,
deep dive into band biographies,
and much, much more.
This is the Woodward Fail
Music Speaks Podcast
with Blake Mosley,
James Todd,
and Amanda Dolan.
Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for coming back to Woodward Fail Music Speaks Podcast, where we fight depression with the power of music. I'm your handicapped host, James Cox. I have another great interview for you to hear today. His name is Scotty Schneider. Did I say that right?
Yeah, man. Perfect.
Because I usually don't, you know, I'm usually the one to I get it wrong, but I'm so glad I got your name right. Scotty Schneider is a musician that is on the verge of healing people with music, I guess you would say. I'm so interested in learning more about him. But he served as an army officer until he nearly died of frostbite and had hypothermia. And then became an entrepreneur, launching and exiting two SaaS companies. Okay, so first SaaS. Of all, what is
Software as a Service?
Okay, nice. Yeah. So he lives in Columbia right now. He became involved in plant medicine and psychedelic therapies. And he's now currently working with military veterans, which is also awesome, and people who want to be healed through music. Did I get that correct, or is that
perfect, man? You hit the nail on the head.
Yeah. So welcome, Mr. Scotty. This is going to be interesting for me because I don't think I've ever interviewed somebody in your field, which is great, you know, because I'm always eager to learn more. But first, let's find out more about you first before we get started. What is your favorite genre of all time? There's got to be one because, you know, mine's always country music. That's what I go to first, you know, and then rock and roll and metal. And so, you know, everybody has their one favorite genre. What is yours?
Well, it's super niche, but it's medicine music. So like if you ever gone to it's probably pretty obvious, especially since I'm starting a school about it. But yeah, if you ever gone to like a ayahuasca ceremony or mushrooms or any sort of like therapeutic kind of psychedelic medicine, it's the music we play in ceremonies there. And it's music that's focused on healing and growth.
Nice. So first of all, before we get started, I just want to say thank you for your service in the Army, because I am also a military brat. I'm not sure if you, okay, so did you grow up in the military or was your dad in the military?
Yeah. My dad, my uncle, my granddad, they were all military veterans. My great granddad was as well. So I come from a very long line of military service.
Yeah. Nice. So what's the most, like the most awesome place that you ever visited? Because in my dad is a retired colonel, 30 years. So 30 years we lived in one other country, which is the Philippines, you know, and that was quite an experience. So, but I'm sure you traveled more than me because I traveled in the Philippines and then back to the U.S. So what's the most ultimate experience you've ever had in your career?
Yeah, good question. My favorite place is actually in our own country, but most people have never been there, Alaska. Like you mentioned in the introduction, I mean, I almost died there, but I spent a couple of years up there.
Yeah.
And what's really interesting is Alaska is a very unique type of people. They're really open and warm, but they can also be they're survivalists. You know, it gets in like negative 40, negative 50 there in the winter, and like it's dark all the time in the winter. So it's like, it's a very tough class of people, but they really care, and just experiencing the diversity of wildlife and weather that Alaska has to offer that's acceptable to us in our own country was pretty amazing.
Nice. The military is very finicky, you know, because you have to move when they say go, you know, you can't argue with them, you know. If you do, you get...
Yeah, well, you can try, but it's not going to work.
It's never going to work, brother, yeah, so it is good, yeah. So... Medicine music is what you do, and I'm interested to know this. So let's get started on that. Can you tell us what is exactly medical music?
Yeah, well, I mean, at some level, all music is medicine. You know, music has a capability of touching us in ways that is hard to replicate. So, at some level, all music is medicine music. That said, medicine music as a genre is actually relatively new, and it's come about now that the psychedelic medicines have become a little bit more known to the Western world. And so Westerners that come and take ayahuasca, like Danit or Isla Schaefer, for example, they have started to create music around this. And then for many millennia, there's been music that has been traditionally associated with these ceremonies. And so medicine music as a genre encounters a whole bunch of different styles and tribal songs. Yeah. And it's a pretty diverse genre.
Right. Yeah. So my next question would be kind of, I don't know how to, okay. So in America, we usually, and I'm sure you've been there before too, we don't usually go to music for medication. You know, there's always pills and liquids we have to do here. How does music help cure, like, different ailments. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like America's all about pills and getting get like stuff inside you. You know, music is just hearing. You know, so is there any kind of healing, major healing factors between music and like major diseases?
Yeah, well, I'd say that we need to address like what is healing and how do you go about it. So if you approach it from a Western concept, usually, like you said, the approach is take a pill. And so if you have a headache, for example, the Western approach is take an Advil, you know, get rid of the symptom. A more indigenous approach or a more holistic or spiritual approach might be, well, let's take a look at the actual root of the cause. What's causing that? And so the indigenous people might say, well, before you take some Advil, maybe you're dehydrated. Like, why don't you drink a glass of water? So with that in mind, we don't necessarily think of like, okay, well, this person is like, is depressed or anxious. We're going to play some music at them and that's going to heal them. The music, like I mentioned before, can touch us and our souls in a different level. It can surround us with positive messages. We believe in the spiritual community that songs are like prayers and they are attached with specific energies and specific feelings and spiritual things that come in as a result. Like the music is a carrying mechanism for the healing. And in addition to that, it helps guide us and helps manage our energy when we're in ceremony, which is the process of, you know, we're using one modality or one medicine or plant medicine or ayahuasca or mushrooms, whatever it is, we're using that to learn how to heal ourselves. So yes, music can directly affect us energetically, but also it's a tool to help guide us along the overall healing path.
Yeah. I think America needs to get in those ways of thinking about that, you know, because it's all about greed and money over here. And I think music heals the body more naturally, correct?
I absolutely agree. I mean, that said, like my wife's a doctor, for example. So I'm not saying that all Western medicine is bad. I'm not saying that the pills and the medicines, like there has to be a balance though, I think, you know,
right.
So on one end of the spectrum, you know, the current pharmaceutical industry in America wants to, I believe, keep people sick because it's not really financially profitable to heal someone. It's very financially profitable to keep them on anti-anxiety or depression medications for the rest of their life.
Yeah, which you know, America loves to, you know, yeah, take that into effect. Yeah, it's all about going
you know. As long as we can also remember and have compassion and understanding that there are a ton of people in the healthcare and even the pharmaceutical industry that really do want to help people. So it's tempting to you know, kind of brush things with a broad stroke and say it's all bad, it's all about greed. I don't think that's the case.
Well, me as an American citizen, you always see all these companies getting richer and richer and overprice everything here in America. So that's why I'm saying that. I'm not saying all Americans or American companies are wicked, you know, but what I see from medical companies are like, you know, they're not helping us in the way they should be, you know. But
for sure.
I do. Okay, so since I have you, I would love to ask you this because I have headaches all the time. Is there a type of genre or music that I can listen to get rid of that naturally instead of taking pills?
I mean, with the acknowledgement that I'm not a doctor and I don't know exactly where the headaches come from.
Right, yeah.
Please don't take one hippie's medical advice.
That's a hippie, okay.
Take it with a grain of salt.
Just try it, and if it doesn't work, pills are the way to go. But yes,
So like maybe, I definitely know that maybe death metal is probably not the thing to help with a headache. So let's kind of eliminate that genre as a possibility. You know, I think that like one thing, like medicine music could possibly help you, right? The idea is that a lot of the things that we focus on, well, let's just start from a kind of a general energetic perspective. Where our thoughts and energy go, that's the things that show up in our life. And so if we're surrounding ourselves with negative messages about harming others or harming ourselves or anger or about violence, well, that's what's going to show up in our life. And if we surround ourselves with peaceful messages and messages about healing and growth and how grateful we are to be on this planet, things like that, that's going to lead to good results over time. So I'm not sure if I can say it'll directly like affect your headaches, but indirectly, I think it's going to make your entire life better, and that could possibly help.
Because I hear about these apps on the phones that give off certain decibels to make you sleep better. I'm not sure if that would help.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Because each decibel is like better for mind and sleep and this and it's totally different things. So maybe I just need to explore and see which one works for the headache instead of
Yeah,
depending
that's sort of the
with
basis of everything, right? Explore and figure out what works for you. I think the different frequencies in music scientifically have been proven to help with things like sleep and even with headaches, but we really don't know a whole lot about that from a scientific perspective, because from what I understand, there hasn't been a lot of studies done about it. But we do know things like there was a study a couple of years ago where they played rock music and they played classical music to plants. And the plants that had the classical music played over them grew faster and were stronger. So things like that, like those are at least anecdotal evidence that the type of music that we play can affect our physical state and well-being for sure.
Okay, so medical music is a genre now.
Medicine music.
Medicine music. Thank you for correcting me. How did you discover that this type of music was right for you instead of every other kind of, major genre?
Well, to do that, I have to talk a little bit about my backstory. Is that okay if I can tell you a little bit about where I come from?
We got all night, buddy.
Awesome, man. I love it. Yeah, so I grew up homeschooled on a farm in North Carolina. A pretty rural area, and my parents were extremely, extremely, extremely Christian, like right-wing, hardcore fundamentalists. And I left the home basically to go to West Point to serve as an army officer. So 4 years at West Point, I graduated as an army officer. During this time, we were in war. We were currently in a conflict with Iraq and Afghanistan. And my buddies were coming back home in body bags. So I started to really think, well, my entire life I've been told that I should view the world in a certain way, in this case, the Christian worldview. And I probably need to figure out where I think I'm going when I die and who controls the universe, because it's very possible that I may meet him or her in the near future. Like this guy was walking around and now he's not anymore. So, oh man, that's sort of it was a reality check for me, right?
It's kind
And
of
so I
like a
started
fear
questioning.
kind of setting in, right?
Yeah, it was like it was less fear and like a healthy appreciation of the fact that I wasn't guaranteed to be alive in a year or two, And so part of that was like I started researching, I started investigating, like what's meditation? Like what do the Buddhists believe? What do the Jewish believe? What do the Muslims believe? I went to all the West Point has a lot of different chapels and services, and the army in general does a really great job of accepting people of all beliefs and creeds. And so I just explored. The unfortunate thing about that was that my family didn't agree with that exploration. And their mindset was if I didn't see the world and God and act in exactly the way that they felt I should, then not only was I going to go to hell, but I was going to be isolated from the family. So what they did was they kicked me out, long story short. Like I was disowned from my family around the time or shortly after that I graduated from the US Military Academy and became a military officer. So I'm without my family support structure. So now, I'm a couple of years into my military service and I am training for a special role in the army. And I end up snowshoeing. I'm out in the backcountry of Alaska, snowshoeing at negative 40 degrees. So you don't have to ask if it's Fahrenheit or Celsius, because at negative 40, it's so cold, that's where the Celsius and Fahrenheit standards meet up. It's like you could literally throw a cup of coffee out in the air and it'll freeze before it hits the ground. So I got lost. And I spent 8 hours out there. And when I navigated my way back and got picked up by a trucker, I had severe frostbite injuries to my fingertips and also my right foot. So I nearly lost half my right foot. I only ended up losing about a toe and a half. But that left me with some severe neurological and mobility difficulties. Because if you don't know, the big toe is kind of important for basically everything, like balance, propulsion. Yeah. So I
Especially
got medically
balance,
retired from the army. Yeah. So I got medically retired from the army. So here I am. I don't have my family. And I've just lost the only career that I'd trained for and that I ever wanted. My sense of identity was completely shot. And I went into the corporate world, the civilian world, trying to figure out what I wanted to do. And I got a job as a salesperson in the oil industry. And that was probably the worst thing that possibly could happen to me, because they basically handed me an expense account and said, go get people drunk and sell them lots of chemicals. And I did that, but I ended up a functional alcoholic and severely, severely, severely depressed. So I didn't know what to do. I didn't have anybody to really turn to. One thing that saved me was music in a completely different genre, the genre of salsa music, which we could also talk about if you want. I'm not sure if you've had anybody over, you know, about salsa, but salsa as a genre is just really wonderful. And I started dancing it because I wanted to broaden my social circle and I needed to overcome the mobility difficulties that I had. So I was like, well, if I can spin and dance on the floor, that's going to help me walk. And so it did. So I ended up training for 7 years as a semi-professional salsa dancer. So this is kind of the story of how I get to Colombia and also how I find spirituality. So as I'm dancing and learning about salsa, there are movements. Salsa as a genre has come from a variety of different musical influences. African influences from the slaves that were coming over and being imported into the Caribbean, various Caribbean islands. So Cuba, for example, Puerto Rico, the indigenous populations of those islands as well. Everything was kind of mixed. And that's one of the reasons why they call it salsa. And one of the movements is you're sort of replicating the slaves when they were dancing. They were chained up in a line and they're sort of dancing in a line and cutting wheat and praising God at the same time. And that's the basis of the movement. And I was doing that movement one night and I just felt this energy. I had no idea what energy was or spirituality or any of this stuff. I'm a clean shaven corporate, you know, hard beer drinking guy. And it completely shocked me. And that was what opened the door for me to start exploring spirituality and energy and all that sort of thing. So that took me to Puerto Rico. I was so unhappy and so much of an alcoholic in my corporate career that I ended up just selling everything, packed a backpack, and headed off with one of my friends to Puerto Rico, where I started exploring the roots of salsa. That ended me up in Medellin, Colombia. So now here's where the story starts and sort of combines with the medicine. So Colombia is a country in the Amazon. They've been safeguarding, the indigenous populations have been safeguarding ayahuasca, or another form of that is yahe, which is a psychedelic medicine that some people are familiar with now. It's beginning to get more press. And as a result of that, I started taking, because I was looking for ways to heal, I started taking ayahuasca. And in the ayahuasca ceremony, you're not feeling very good most of the time. You feel like, we say mareado, which is like dizzy and sort of sick to the stomach, and you might have a headache and you're physically maybe unable to move. It's not always the fun experience. And when I was in my first ayahuasca experience, a guitarist started to play. And it's like he saved the day. The energy of the music flowed over me. I finally started to feel good. It was amazing. I can't tell you how impactful that first sound of that guitarist was. And from that day, I went up to him and I said, hey, I want to learn. How can I learn? And he gave me some resources and pointed me in the right direction. And from that day on, I started to become a medicine musician. So that's the longer story of how I discovered medicine music as a actual participant. I discovered it in a ceremony. I investigated it and eventually started playing it.
And now you help visitors like yourself to overcome their, I guess, ailments, right?
Yeah, it's I help everybody. Like I have a particular love and focus on veterans because that's my community. But I've lived here in Colombia for now 10 years, and I've been absolutely blessed to help a variety of, like, basically everybody that comes to this part of the world looking for help. We're going to figure out how to help them. And so I realized the power of music. And not only that, I realized how important it is for people to start playing music. It doesn't matter if you play medicine music or death metal or salsa. It doesn't really matter. I think that there's a tremendous need of humans to be artistic and creative, especially when it comes to music. And so if you're singing, amazing, or if you're doing a guitar or a drum or a rattle, it doesn't really matter. And so I wanted to help people get past that reluctance to start learning music. Now, part of the problem is that basically everywhere you go, there's some free tutorials on YouTube, but basically everywhere you go, there's something to buy. And that prevents a lot of people from, you know, grabbing an instrument and starting to play. And so that became the basis for the Cayutipi, that's my ceremonial center here in Colombia, a school of music. And so everything that we do is free. There's no cost to anything. We've got group classes and we've got local instructors and we've got step-by-step music tutorials. Our mission is to have everyone that wants to play, we want to make sure there's no excuses. You know, you don't have to pay anything to learn music. Just come and learn for free and sing with us.
I love that. I love that. And I was just about to mention that you do it for free because I think that's the very, very strong sentiment for you to use, because you're right. Because if somebody can't afford something, they'll turn their eye up on it and not want to play it ever again, you know. So I think you're doing a wonderful thing, you know.
So I appreciate that. There's all sorts of things that prevent somebody from picking up a musical instrument and starting to play. You know, fear of being judged by others, lack of resources. And it's easy to say, oh, you know, it's too expensive, and to use that as an excuse.
Right.
And I think that that's a real shame. And so I wanted to make sure that wasn't an excuse people could use anymore.
Right. Yeah. Well, I don't know if you can see them, but I have two guitars over here. And
nice, man.
Yeah. I got a Jackson and a PRS, you know, Paul Reed Smith. And I have some buddies that made me feel comfortable about picking them back up again. And playing them again, because way back when I was 14, my guitar teacher, we'll say it loosely, he kind of yelled at me, and I'm like, I don't ever want to learn how to play guitar again, you know?
And, oh, no.
Yeah, because he wasn't a very good instructor, you know? He just yelled at people all the time, you know? But, and going back to what you said about, you know, listening to death metal and everything, with that said, do you, let's see here, how do I want to ask this? If a person listens to death metal or rock or country, you know, do you, set them down my main question is, how do you, help these patients? I mean, like, do you...
Yeah.
Sit down with whatever they want to listen to, or do you sit down with your music and just say, okay, well, this is this one, we can go into your like how does it all work, you know, is what I'm trying to say.
That's a great question. I'm gonna address that in two ways. The first way is that I want to be careful and say that I'm not judging any particular style of music. I'm not gonna say that death metal is like bad and medicine music is good. That's not the case.
Right.
I think it's more of like, what are the words in the songs that you're listening to? So there's good rap and there's bad rap. And like bad rap might be, you know, talking about like shooting people or, you know, treating women poorly, or there's a lot of different examples there. Death metal, I don't know, could be especially violent. I don't know a whole lot of the lyrics.
I don't either.
It's not about a specific genre. It's about what is the actual music that you're listening to. What are the words and the lyrics in there? And what is it reinforcing in your life? So is it reinforcing things that are positive and healthy? Amazing. Listen to it. If it's death metal, that's like positive and healthy, knock yourself out, man. And if it's not, well, then maybe take a minute to look at it and see if that's something that you want. Now, that said, if someone comes to me for help and they are coming into a ceremony, we very tightly control the music that we play, because there are other factors at play, pun intended, to consider. And one of those would be the energy of the medicines that we're working with. So if we're working with Yahei, ayahuasca, the plant itself we view as a conscious entity. And the plant likes certain styles of music and certain lyrics and certain songs, and it doesn't like others. And so there's a particular, you know, style of song that we typically play for that. And that changes for every medicine, that changes for every ceremony, et cetera. So if you're coming down here for help and you want to take a psychedelic ceremony, well, you're going to have to listen to the music that's provided for you, basically, because you can't put in requests.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Going off of that, can you share any like memorable experiences about how much your music impacted the patient, and what way it surprised you? Like, oh my God, you know, that really worked for him, you know?
Yeah. So as I mentioned, ayahuasca ceremonies can be physically challenging, physically, emotionally, spiritually challenging. It's not a very easy thing to do. And I was in a ceremony one time, and a friend of mine, we weren't like super close, but it was a person that I'd seen once or twice in ceremonies. She had asked me to play a particular song and ceremony, El Abismo. It's called The Abyss, in Spanish. And it talks about basically the experience that you're having when you are in an ayahuasca ceremony. And it's a song that is just full of like hope and inspiration and like melancholy in a weird sense. And I played that during the ceremony, and she started crying of joy, tears of joy.
Yeah,
yeah. Hopefully not because I was playing it there.
Right, right.
And so that was a. She came up to me afterwards and thanked me for playing that song because she said I had never heard it played that way before. Because as musicians, we take a song and then we make it ours, right? So we're going to put our own spin on it. You know, basically, no one's going to play it exactly like the original person that played it.
Right.
So I put my own spin on it, and so it had my energy as well, my thoughts, my intention for the good results and the health and healing of everybody that was in that ceremony, and that's what came through. Because I think with medicine music, we're not just playing notes and chords and lyrics; we are connecting with the energy of that song. And we are spreading out energy to the people that are hearing us. And that's very important. So that really struck me as a great example of how music inside of a ceremony can turn someone that's having a really tough experience, that's really, you know, physically ill and like maybe scared or frustrated or anxious. They can really turn that and music can turn that around to where they start to feel joyful and cry tears of joy.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. Yeah. Because some music, some songs, I would say, just it resonates with me so well that I would just break down and cry sometimes, you know. And I think you have those moments too, you know.
Well, that's medicine music, man. It doesn't matter what genre it comes from.
Right, right, right. So has there been any situation where the patient did not respond positively to that kind of music that you were hoping to get out of, like, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Cause
sometimes
I know,
because
I know the environment you have them in is like it's not chaotic at all.
Well, it can be very chaotic.
Okay,
it can definitely be very chaotic. Like,
perfect. Okay.
It depends on where you go. Like
right.
Here in Colombia, things can get crazy. Like ayahuasca is a party. I mean, sometimes, like, I've had to run after naked people to tackle them because they were so far gone on the psychedelic medicine they forgot where they were and who they are and decided they didn't need clothes anymore. That happens.
Okay.
Right. So I'm not, when you say chaos, chaos exists in these.
Yeah.
It's like sometimes you're just trying to be able to stand up and remember the lyrics to the song while you're playing. So
exactly.
It can get rough.
Yeah.
Sometimes, especially in psychedelic ceremonies, it's the healing process is like I'll continue to mention, not always easy. And so sometimes when we're continually playing, we're doing that to maybe keep up the energy of the ceremony or give people strength to keep going. But that doesn't mean that everyone wants to hear it all the time. And so sometimes, and myself included, when you're just like, you're done with your experience or you really want to sleep and get some rest and people are still playing, it can irritate people. But that said, when you're running the ceremony, the most important thing is to keep it moving on a set pace in accordance with whoever's running that ceremony. And so we're going to play regardless.
Right. Yeah. And I know that silence is incorporated in your teachings, correct? I mean, you do have meditations first, or do you do that after the, like, you know, the ceremony?
Well, so meditations are more of an Eastern philosophy. I personally have meditated quite a long time, but that doesn't mean that it's incorporated into every psychedelic ceremony. A lot of the ceremonies that I attend are run by indigenous communities that don't necessarily do meditation as it is prescribed in the way that you and I think about it. That doesn't mean that it isn't in psychedelic ceremonies, but it certainly isn't in all psychedelic ceremonies. But we do incorporate silence, and that really depends on whoever's leading or what particular tradition we're following in the medicine. So sometimes there is silence. It's not saying that we're constantly playing. Sometimes, like as musicians in the medicine world, we have to be very cognizant of what type of song am I playing, what energy does it have, and at what point in the ceremony am I playing it. And sometimes you need a fast-paced song that gives people energy. Sometimes you need a slower, calming song to bring the energies down. Sometimes you do need, as you mentioned, silence. And so we play with all of those factors and more factors to help steward the experience of those that are under our care.
And it's like there's a great quote that I like that I don't know who said it, but it's like a music is everywhere you look for it, you know. And I think that's genius, you know. It can be in the trees, it can be in the car riding, you know. Do you also use like nature as part of your you know, I mean, just like, I know the music is everywhere, so do you look for it everywhere except through the guitar and your instruments?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I was down with one of the indigenous tribes that I'm working with called the Siona tribe, and my Taita Pedro Piaguaje. So he lives in between Ecuador and Colombia in the Amazonian jungle. And we had a very intense, very powerful ceremony. And at one point we decided to stop the music and just listen to the sounds of the jungle. And the jungle, for people who haven't been to the jungle before, is actually incredibly loud. There are insects and animals and birds and the wind and the rain. And so when you're in that, like, you know, 3 in the morning, you're kind of laying on your back and your mind is blown, and you listen to the sounds of the jungle, that's a great use of nature sound. And I love what you said about there's music in everything. And that kind of, for me, happens on two fronts. First of all, if you just go outside and you listen in nature, you've got the wind rustling through the trees, you've got the birds chirping, even the insects have sound.
Yeah.
And so currently living with me in my community here in Colombia is a mamo. So that's the word for a respected elder from the Wiwa tribe, which is an indigenous tribe to the north of Colombia that is along the Caribbean coastline. And he is extremely connected to nature. And so he will tell you that the insects have different sounds for different types of, times of the day. And so that's how he tells the time. He listens to the insects and what song they're singing, and that's how he knows the hour. To us, you and me, to a Western perspective, that's like, I had no idea that even existed. So, yeah, it's just like, you know, music exists, right? But there are also genres of music. There's country and rock and hip hop and rap. And so it's just like that with nature. If you start digging a little bit deeper, you'll understand that there are genres of music in nature as well. And then the third thing that I'd like to mention is that the trees themselves and the plants have certain frequencies. They're singing to us. We can't always hear them. But if you quiet yourself and if you start to develop relationships with nature and with plants and the trees, you'll start to hear the song.
Yeah. Is okay. So nature, in essence, would be a lot better musically than instrument music.
Well, I'm not sure what you mean by better, right?
Well,
more
harder to compose to. I don't know what I mean. Like, okay, so nature has music everywhere and you play music with guitars, right? So is it better for the mind listening to just nature as opposed to, you know, musical instruments? Or did it work in the same kind of format?
I wouldn't necessarily say one is better than the other. Let's just say both are great.
Right. You know? Yes. Yes.
I don't think there's any necessarily, I don't think there's a benefit to saying one is better than the other. It's really up to the specific person, you know, and it's sometimes like I like to listen to guitar music. Sometimes I put on rap and hip hop. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I go out on my lawn and sit by a tree and quiet myself and listen to the music that's all around me. But that really depends on kind of how I'm feeling it and what I need.
Yeah. Has there been any patients where they requested that really shocked you, like, oh my God, this was gonna work or not work at all? How am I gonna, you know, twist it?
Yeah, I'm constantly being challenged. Sometimes the leader of the ceremony asks me to play a song that I'm not especially proficient at, and then my nerves and my ego get in the way, you know? Because you want to, at least the ego wants us to play things that, you know, oh, we sound really good and it's all about us. But when we're playing in ceremony, it's not about us at all. It's about how are the people feeling and how are they interacting with my music. And sometimes I play a song that I just really, really wanted to play and I think I'm really good at, but it doesn't connect. And so then I have to ask myself, okay, why is it not connecting? Am I in the right headspace? Am I sending out the right energy? Is the focus where it should be on the people in the ceremony and the overall energy of the ceremony, or is it on me? And so I'm constantly in that battle. And sometimes, like, I just have a hard night and I can't connect for whatever reason. And it's very difficult for me to be as powerful as I normally am when I'm playing. But we're humans. And so part of what the medicine teaches us is to be very loving of ourselves and accepting of ourselves. Not saying that we don't try to do better, but it also means that, hey, you know what? Sometimes we have off nights and that's okay.
Right, exactly. Because everybody's going through something, right? Yeah,
Exactly.
exactly. Yeah. So is there, if you could play only one piece of music, right, for someone who in a, at a critical state moment in life with you, what would that be? Would it be something that you are more receptive to, or something that
Oh yeah.
they,
Yeah, that's a great question, man. That is such a great question. You really are good at asking these questions, man. I love
Thank
that.
you. I appreciate it.
There's this one piece of music that it at least exists in the tradition of the Siona people. And it's called Dame la Fortaleza. In English, that is, give me the strength. And so the song starts off with, and I'm going to try to tran I'm going to say the Spanish line and I'll translate it. Dame la fortaleza para avanzar. So give me the strength to keep going. Give me the strength to essentially come back home. Give me your hand. So speaking to God or the universe or whoever you believe in, give me your hand to continue walking, and give me your life so that I can come back to life myself. And then further, the lyrics say, look, I want to live, I want to heal, I want to serve humanity. And it is time for me to return because the world needs me. That's more or less the summary of the song. And it's absolutely beautiful. It's one of my favorite songs. And it the way that the indigenous typically play it's very strong and fast paced. Dame la fortaleza, dame la fortaleza. And that's kind of like a constant rhythm. And the way that I play it, the way that spoke to me, is to play it more melodic, more melancholy. Because I start off the song with like this cry for help. You know, dame la fortaleza para avanzar. And it's more like there's more melody in the voice, and it's more asking for help. And then halfway through the song, we believe in speaking through, like speaking our own reality. So we start off by asking for strength, and then I change it to, I already have the strength to continue. I already have the strength to keep going. I already have God's hand so that I can keep walking. And it's a powerful story within the song, and that's the energy that I spread out. So if I had to play one song for people when they're really in a hard time, that's the song that I turn to every time.
Yeah, oh, that's amazing. Yeah, if I say the words healing power, how would you define the healing power of music in one sentence?
Connection to yourself. Because
Perfect.
we don't heal anybody. The medicines, the plants, the ayahuasca, the mushrooms don't heal you. The shaman doesn't heal you. You heal yourself. And so everything that we do is targeted around helping you do that. And so music is a powerful ally to help open up your heart, connect you to yourself, and give you the strength that you need to heal yourself. So yeah, if I had to say it and I think three words, connection to yourself.
Nice, yeah. Yeah, because the brain is very, very powerful, And I've heard, and I'm sure you can agree with me, if you think positive stuff will happen to you. If you think negative stuff, bad stuff is gonna happen to you, So yes, connection to
Yeah.
music is everything. Yeah,
And that's why it's
for
so
sure.
important to be cognizant and aware of the music that is surrounding you, because our thoughts are, at some level, I believe, a result of our environment. And so if our environment is full of noise and chaos and anger and violence, well, that's going to reflect in our lives.
Right, yeah. Okay. So I do have three more questions for you, and then we'll let you go. But thank you for coming on, first of all. You've been
Yeah, man,
awesome so
this is
far.
such a
Yeah.
pleasure.
Yeah. All right. So let's go back to your teenage years, okay? Now, I know you said you lived up in a strict Christian home, and I understand that. But looking around Scotty's room back when he was like 16 or something, did we have any musical posters up on the wall? And if so, what were they?
I didn't have any musical posters because I couldn't really listen to any music that wasn't Christian. Now, that said, I had tried to start learning guitar at that point in time. And one song that was really popular at the time was it was a Green Day song. Down, down the lonely road. Down, 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 down,
Walk
down.
alone. I know
You
that.
know the one. You know the one, but I can't remember
I
the name
walk
of it.
this lonely road and I walk alone. I
Yeah,
walk
exactly.
alone. I walk. Yeah, something like
Yeah, I can't
that.
remember the name of it. Something like
Some
that. But anyway,
somebody
that was
with
the
you.
song.
Somebody would tell us in the comments below.
Yeah, because I think that's probably what you're getting at, right? Like, what were my maybe early musical influences? Yeah, so interestingly enough, I started when I was around 16 or 17. I actually started listening to secular music. So the bands I loved the most were Three Doors Down. I really loved Green Day, and I loved Lynyrd Skynyrd. And so that was like that. Those were like my three go-tos. But I was super sheltered, man. I can't even tell you how sheltered I was.
So if
Like
I
my dad was a Southern gospel fan.
There you go, right on. So if I ask you about your Mount Rushmore of music bands or artists, would they all three be in the Mount Rushmore, or do you have some other like favorite artist now, because you have four to Mount Rushmore,
Okay, so I can pick four. So number one,
any four you want.
number one would be Taita Henry Mucisavoy. So he is a Taita from the Inga indigenous community here in Colombia. And I actually just spent a week taking ayahuasca with him last week, and he is a fantastic guitarist. So this is part of the reason, again, why I'm launching this course, the Cayutepeque School of Music, is so that I can get more visibility for people out like him. And so he's got this very particular style. Most of his songs start off with this arpeggio, bum 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 bum. And so instantly, when I hear that, I know exactly where that song is coming from. And his ability to manage energy inside of a ceremony just playing guitar is legendary. And not only that, but he's a violinist. He plays charango. He plays like a bunch of instruments. And he's not that old. He's like, I think 40 or 41. So he's definitely the first that goes up there. The second would be not because of fame or even musical ability. He's a very talented musician, but my friend Juan Pablo Correa. And so he was the first person that in my adult life really encouraged me to play. He offers and facilitates medicine, and I was resting after a ceremony one day and playing guitar, and I was just starting to learn, and I was kind of playing a couple like little strings. And he came over to me and he said, "Scotty, you're really talented. You should develop that talent, and I would love to have you play here one day." And I was like blown away. And so he is second on Mount Rushmore because he has been such an inspiration to me musically, and I'm very grateful to him. Third, Taita Andres Cordova. So Andres Cordova changed the face of medicine music in ayahuasca. He is this short guy with a really big beard, and he used to be into death metal, actually. You'll say death metal, but he's like, apparently there are even further subgenres than death metal. There's like a black
Dude,
metal
I
or
swear, I don't understand all these subcategories.
neither do I.
Black metal, doom metal, progressive metal. It's like it's enough, enough, y'all. It's like, come on.
Neither do I. So he's third because he's prolific in the music that he writes, and I actually got to meet him personally, as a matter of fact. And I would just love to see his face in stone, to be honest with you. And then number four would be my friend Teo. And so Teo, he was actually at one point a Zen Buddhist monk. He is a fantastic, prolific guitarist, and what he's doing is he is mixing other genres into medicine music. So he mixes a little bit of rock, a little bit of funk, a little bit of bass. He's a bass player too. And he's just a wonderful friend to have. So none of the people on Mount Rushmore, probably any of your listeners, have ever heard of. But that's okay.
Yeah,
like
that's fine.
part of my Mount Rushmore is to get visibility to the people that are great.
Yeah, because I'm always looking for new music, you know, because I've been a big metalhead when I was 14, 15. In my 20s, I used to listen, I still listen to everything, you know. I have an open mind. So if you could send me an email with all those people that you listed, I would be amazed about, you know, checking them out and digging their music too, you know.
Yeah, so, man, I'd absolutely love that. And of course, remember as well that most of these people that I mentioned, their songs or them personally are already on the free course that hopefully you can put the link of squarewrestlingwithleotp.com in the show notes, because that's going to seem like there's nothing to buy. Just come on in.
Yeah, it's totally
free.
You're going
to be able to get all the tutorials. You're going to be able to like to talk to and interact with all the musicians. So you'll be able to just, and I'll definitely send you an email with some of my top favorite medicine songs. I think
Perfect.
You'll like it.
Yeah, awesome, awesome. One more question for you, if you don't mind. Now, this might be the hardest question I'm going to ask for you tonight, and it usually is. Hard for my guest to actually think about this for just a minute, you know. So this podcast is called When Words Fail, Music Speaks, right? That can't be anything further from the truth. I want to know from you right now what artist, album, or song can you listen to right now, but you can't tell me, your wife, your mom, dad, whoever, how much it means to you on the inside of your soul. It's so powerful. Because remember when I said, I cry sometimes when I hear certain songs, you know. I want to know if you have certain songs that you cannot tell, how it makes you feel deep inside.
So the question is, with any songs, unable to tell others, like, for what reason would that be? Like embarrassment? Like that isn't something I face. Like, meaning I have no problems communicating any songs.
Well, see, for me, there's one or two songs that I can't explain how the song makes me feel deep inside my soul. It's so within me that I can't express.
It's less of an inability. So you're talking about more of an inability. So are there songs that I'm unable to explain why they make me feel a certain way?
Yes.
Gotcha. There are no songs like that for me personally, because I spend a lot of time digging into the meaning of the lyrics, and I'm surrounded by wonderful musicians. So yeah, I'm definitely well supported in that category.
Nice. But that's awesome, because not many people can do that, you know. And it's very rare that you have the ability, you know, and I wish I had the ability to explain to you what Sam Hunt's music means to me, you know, or Guns N' Roses, or whoever that I can't express. I wish I had the ability to explain it to you, how it makes me feel.
Well, brother, you're an excellent communicator. Like everything, communication is a skill. So I'm absolutely confident that you and I could give it a decent shot. I mean, if you want, we can try now, but I'm confident that you could explain it.
Well, I don't have any, well, maybe, maybe I'll, we will definitely have you back, you know, in the future, because I gotta figure out what songs that I can't explain. You know, there's so many in my head. What's his name? Eric Church, right? And I'm sure you've heard of Eric Church, right? Talladega, right? That's a song about racing, right?
Yep.
But I guess I can explain it. It's like,
there we go.
Now you open up. Yeah. So all my life, I wanted to take my dad to the NASCAR, right? Right.
I already know why you connected with it.
Right. Yeah. So.
The deal was we would get to go. If we cleaned it up and got it running, daddy's a Winnebago. So right off the bat, you're connecting with your dad.
Right, exactly. Well, I guess I could, yeah.
There you go, man.
I never, thank you. You want to be part
you're
of
welcome.
This? For the longest time, I didn't know how to explain it. And then I guess it was just two or three words, you know? Me and my dad.
Yeah, and dude, that's just the start of it, man. That's just the start of it. I'm sure that there's all sorts of things that you connect with. And so I think that sometimes we tell ourselves we can't do a certain thing. And my trick is just take a deep breath and spend a minute thinking that it is possible. And usually it is. Like you saw, man, you turned around a limiting belief in 10 seconds. Congratulations. You did a good job there, man.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Thank you. This, yeah. Because I never really thought about, because I guess me trying to explain that song is trying to find the words. And for a long time, I couldn't find the words until, I don't know, I mean, yeah. Wow. This is really
I'm
cool.
honored I could
This
help you
is
point me in the
really
right way,
cool.
man.
Yeah. Hell
Well,
yeah. Thank
that's medicine. That's medicine, brother. It's helping and walking with people to encourage them and support them along the way while they find their own healing. And you just
Yeah.
did a little part of that tonight.
Nice. Well, thank you so much for helping me, man. This was great. Yeah. I want to
My
give you a
honor.
big shout out. So we're going to shout out you right now. Okay. So Mr. Scotty Schneider is on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn. LinkedIn, he's Scotty Schneider. Facebook, he's Scotty Schneider Moves. And Instagram, he is Coyote.
AOTP, yeah.
Coyote. Yes, I said it right. Awesome. And your website, which includes a free course, is
Correct.
escuela.coyotep.com. Did I say the
Yep,
first word right?
Escuela.
Escuela.
Escuela. It's
Yes.
school in Spanish. Yeah,
Right.
so
Yes,
well, I'm sure
we.
those will be in the show notes because that'll
Yeah.
probably be pretty difficult for
Yeah.
people to spell.
Right. No. You're right. Yes. Well, if you send me like an email like those four artists and anything that you want me to share in my show notes, I would love to put them down for you. And we honestly do want you to come back because I really want you to come back and talk to me about just music, man. Yeah, you're
Yeah,
awesome.
I'd love to, man.
Yeah.
Anytime you let me know and we'll set some time aside. It would be a genuine honor.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. And with that said,
My pleasure.
everybody, always remember when words fail, music speaks. Bye, guys. Thank you so much. Yeah.
My
Yeah,
pleasure,
because
Steve.
I honestly, you really, really helped me, man. Because for a long time, I could not. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, it's like it's not any more complicated than just explaining how we feel and what's important to us. And I think that it's not an inability to describe it, it is fear to describe it. Because when you're talking about that, like talking about how much your dad meant to you, and I don't know the particulars there, but I mean, is your dad still with us?
Yes, he is. Yeah.
Okay.
He's
So,
78 years old now. Yeah. Yeah.
wow.
Yeah, I know,
Because I
right?
mean,
Yeah.
just saying that, though, it's like, there's a lot of things that are probably bubbling up for you now. Like he's
Yeah.
78, he's not going to be there with us anymore. Or maybe as a child, you wanted to go to a race and like your hopes were let down. That's difficult, especially for us men to talk about,
Yeah,
you know? So
right.
it's less an inability to describe what the song means to us and more of a fear around how will people perceive me if I let them know the genuine things that I'm thinking and feeling and going through.
Yeah. I don't know, even know what to say anymore. This
No
is
worries,
all
man.
this is
When
all
words
said.
fail, music speaks, bro.
When words fail, right? Exactly, yes. And that's what this podcast is, man, because I just want everybody to feel like they're heard. And I'm not alone, and I have clinical depression, and I just don't want anybody to feel the way I do, when they are depressed, So yeah, this is a bit of eye opener for sure. So hell yeah,
Well, I'm proud
dude.
of what you're doing, man. Thank you for taking a chance and bringing me on and allowing me to
Sure.
share my story and viewpoint with the world. I appreciate what you do.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you so much. Yeah.
All right,
And
man.
I
Have a
will
great
release
night.
this next week, and then I will contact you on that. Now you're still on PodMatch, though. You have it.
Yeah, PodMatch is
Okay.
perfect.
Okay. I'm probably gonna just email you or PodMatch mail you, and then yeah, I'm gonna send you the link to the audio first because we released that first, and then the video will come later. But yes, you will
Great.
be
And I'll great
instantly
man, I'll
notified.
also put that on the YouTube channel as well so we can get your message out as
Yes,
well and get more
yes.
people for you.
Thank you so much,
Amazing,
sir.
brother.
I appreciate
Have a
it.
great
You
night,
have a
man.
good night,
Likewise.
okay?